Every day we celebrate Mass, we have it as part of the Sanctus before the Eucharistic prayer, where we say Hosanna in the highest as just part of our regular prayer. But I don't think many of us understand what the word means. It's an unusual word, it's a Hebrew word, and it simply means, please help. And it describes for us the appropriate stance of the Christian, the disciple of Jesus, before God, understanding that we are very needy and we need help. And God comes to save us. We call Jesus our Savior because he is. But if we have a Savior, it must mean there's something we need to be saved from. What is that? Well, we need to be saved from ourselves, from our selfishness and our sins. And we believe this Holy Week, which will, you know, draw our attention for the next 7 days, is a culmination of God's plan to come and help us through his Son, who is our Savior, Jesus Christ. And the proper response of us to that great gift is to give ourselves to the one who wants to save us. Saint Andrew of Crete said this in the 8th century, speaking about the gospel story of the Hebrew people placing the palms on the road when Jesus was going into Jerusalem. This is what he said. It is ourselves that we must spread under Christ's feet, not coats or lifeless branches or shoots of trees, matter which washes away and delights the eye for only a brief few hours. But we have clothed ourselves with Christ's grace, with the whole Christ. So let us spread ourselves like coats under his feet. You know, we in the Catholic Church, we have a lot of symbols, but symbols are supposed to lead us to something that transforms us inwardly. Otherwise, they're just external things that mean very little. So our carrying the palms, it's not enough. We must, as Saint Andrew of Crete said, spread ourselves before Christ and be the path through which he walks into our lives and into the world today. Today's second reading is from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. I'd like to read a little bit of it and then talk about how this piece of Scripture helps us to understand the nature of God. This is what St. Paul said. Christ Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, coming in human likeness. He humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, death on a cross. Because of this, God greatly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name. This passage tells us something about the nature of God. The nature of God is that God is one who empties himself. We see this in the mystery of the Holy Trinity. We believe our God is one God but three persons. The Father pouring himself out in love to the Son, and the Son pouring himself out in love to the Father, and the Father and the Son pouring themselves out in love to the Holy Spirit. So the very nature of God is giving, God gives himself away to the other persons of the Holy Trinity. The story of creation is a revelation to us of this same aspect of the nature of God. God wasn't satisfied with being just God, but God created the universe, the world in which we live, and God created us. Why? So that he could give himself away in love. And today, we remember Jesus' death on the cross. Our salvation comes through Jesus giving himself away in love for us as he died for us, offering us with him to the Father. So it's the very nature of God to empty himself, to pour himself out in love. And one of the first things we learned in the Catechism is that we are made in the likeness of God. The Scriptures tell us that. Now, back when I was a student, we said, what did that mean to be made in the likeness of God? And the teachers always said, well, that means since God has intelligence and free will, we too, human beings, have intelligence and free will. And I think that's true, of course. But I think today's scripture and today's feast teaches us that to be made in the likeness of God is to become women and men who pour ourselves out in love for God and for one another. And that's what it means to be a Christian, to embrace God's way, God's life. And we believe in our baptism, we get a share in the life of God, which isn't something for us to be grasping to ourselves, but a share in the life of God leads us to give ourselves away in selfless, self-sacrificing love. You know, we refer to today's feast as Passion Sunday. And the word passion comes from a Greek word that means to suffer. But in English, we use the word passion in a different kind of way. It stands for the enthusiastic commitment to something, or more importantly, to someone. You know, a young man always wants to show his girlfriend that he's passionately in love with her, right? If we like to spend our life watching baseball, we say, I have a passion for baseball, you know. Well, I think today is called Passion Sunday because it's about Jesus' suffering, but it's also because today's feast teaches us that God has a passionate love for us. He pours himself out in love. Jesus emptied himself on the cross. And once again, the worthy response to that as his disciples is to give ourselves away in love to our spouse, to our children, to our parents, to our friends, to neighbors, to strangers, to imitate the self-giving love of God. That's at the heart of what it means to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. My third reflection is about today's gospel. I celebrated Mass here this morning at 11 o'clock, and after Mass, I was standing in the back greeting people as they were coming out, and I met two families who had their children at CHOPS, you know, the Children's Hospital. One of the children was with them, with one of the families. He was a boy who looked like he was 8 years old, and he'd had cancer for I think any number of years because he had just gone through his second remission. I noticed him because he was wearing a cap, and I told him to take it off and because I knew he didn't have any hair, and I didn't want him to be ashamed of the way he looked. But I learned that he had been a child suffering for a very long time, and his parents were suffering with him. The other couple, their daughter wasn't with them because she was in the hospital. She was born just a few months ago, but had been in the hospital ever since with spina bifida. They had done surgery on her in the womb. We do marvelous things today. And they had great hope that she would recover after this recent surgery and be able to live a normal, healthy life. The reason I mentioned this to you is because these families and these children were suffering. And one of the greatest challenges that you and I will ever face as Christians is the challenge of the meaning of suffering and the meaning of evil in the world. How can we explain a loving God allowing babies to have spina bifida and a little boy full of energy and enthusiasm to not just once but twice have to have chemotherapy And how did God allow these loving parents to suffer so much as they cared for their children? How do you answer those kind of questions? We look to the scriptures, and unfortunately, there's no answer. And sometimes God doesn't take those problems away when we pray for it. Obviously, that's the case with these children. Today's feast and today's gospel does give us God's answer. And the answer is not all that clear, but very forceful. Because today's gospel teaches us that God is not remote from our suffering as human beings. You know, when people complain to me about their suffering, the only thing I can do is show them the cross. Jesus is only God's only begotten Son, and God the Father did not spare him from this suffering. And somehow in this suffering is found our salvation. So God doesn't give us an easy answer, but God shows us that he's with us in every moment of our life, and especially with us in our moments of suffering. You know, the feast of Jesus' passion and death on the cross is a moment for transformation of human suffering in the lives of those of us who are believers. It gives sense to that suffering, even though we can't explain it. The Lord Jesus loves us. He has a passion for us. And we celebrate that passionate love for us on this during this Holy Week today, and especially on Good Friday. We ask the Lord to teach us by the cross how we might share in God's life. And through that sharing, come to the resurrection.